From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
The rogue ref has surrendered, and for those he had befriended, if there are some, there are heavy days to come. Tim Donaghy, who based his call on how the bets he'd made would fall, might be remembered as a lonely bum, so hopes the old commissioner who's told each eager listener that Donaghy was acting on his own. It may be true, I wouldn't know, I never met him, I can't go and blame him for the bets I might have blown, had I made bets. In other news, a Rutgers player goes and sues Don Imus for the witless things he said. She claims her reputation shot, he called her something that she's not, but let's consider if that really led to damage worthy of a suit. This player, who's of high repute, will doubtless have an admirable life. While Imus, who's pathetic, sad, once funny, now just mostly bad, could only cause the Rutgers player's strife if anyone believed that he was worth the listening. Could it be that being sued enhances Dull Don's life? And speaking of the realm of court, it's weird and painful to report that Jose Offerman, once of the Mets, now playing in the minors, whacked some other players with a bat, which is perhaps as bad as baseball gets. Ah, gambling, insults, courts of law, assault, and melees, if you saw our games as light distractions from our woe, perhaps it's time to think again. Again, it is a trial, friend, and I suppose by now we all should know that in a world as full as this, of idiots, things gone amiss, as well as greed and violence of all sorts, we can't expect a cleaner slate and news that's only good or great when desperate for diversion we watch sports.